I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions between the United States and Iran continue to rise, but country lines don't prevent God from working. And even in places where there's extreme poverty, the hope of the gospel shines. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Scroll through world news on your phone and you'll probably see at least one headline focused on Iran. For example, officials say in less than 10 days, Iran is going to break a uranium stockpile limit set by a 2015 nuclear deal. Or there's the tanker issue. Six tankers have been attacked in recent weeks. It's brought tensions between the U.S. and Iran to a head. On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned all options, including military, are on the table. As you hear updates like these, please remember, God is moving behind the scenes. And a man we'll call Muhammad leaves a Persian house church.
I want people to be excited that we're seeing the biggest revival happening in the Middle East since Islamic conquest. When they watch the news, they probably will see the name of Iran at least once a day. That would be an awesome reminder to pray for the believers inside of Iran because God is doing something very special.
Follow us on Twitter for the latest updates and most importantly, pray.
The Iranians are glued to their TVs or their mobile phones waiting for the next news update, you know, waiting for Tomahawk missiles to rain down. People are really under a lot of weight and a lot of stress, so pray that they don't get so distracted that they lose sight of God.
And the Middle East is turning west. Youssef from the Program for Theological Education by Extension explains.
One issue is being influenced by the West, especially Hollywood. Somehow Hollywood is making the values of the world as if it was a new religion. So the youth are influenced by what they watch, trying to do the same things, imitate the same things. And this make them have struggle toward the church.
Middle Eastern churches try to accommodate the changing tastes of younger generations. However, it's not always for the best.
We see that some places, some churches are changing the truth. I think liberalism voice is louder than the church in one way.
As a result, Youssef says churches are having an identity crisis.
We don't know how to respond sometimes. We are not on the same page with the new generation. What we need is to have a special kind of trainings for the pastors.
The leaders of PTEE are evaluating their current curriculum with this in mind. Surround these believers in prayer and pray for local church leaders as they seek to connect with the next generation. And we'll end today in Russia, where orphans are learning about God through local churches and SOAR International Ministries. Last month, SOAR delivered basic supplies and Bibles to kids in a Russian orphanage. Their annual Baskets of Hope outreach impacts both the children and their caretakers. SOAR's Becky Dwinell.
One time we had a caretaker come up and say, you know, can we have a Bible? So we gave them an adult Bible, and they said, no, this one's too hard to understand. So we gave them a child's Bible. You know, they cherish those Bibles over there.
By partnering with local churches, SOAR can continue to help these children for longer than just a mission trip.
We come alongside the churches. There's, you know, one in Ryazan, and then there's one in St. Petersburg. They will do the follow-ups, and they will go in and, you know, just see how things are going. And sometimes they'll do a vacation Bible school.
Local church does more than just vacation Bible schools, too. They also operate a transitional home for older teens who've aged out of the orphanages. Find your place in the story by learning more and making a donation to SOAR at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. It's the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. It tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.